Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. I've been a little concerned lately, Greg, but it seems to me like high prices for nuts, specifically tree nuts, as opposed to peanuts.
Tree nuts are exposed to a whole bunch of different environmental conditions. Fluctuating weather conditions and early frost can ruin a crop or greatly decrease it. There's also the business model for tree nuts. India used to be a place that would export cashews. And then their supply decreased, and so now they import cashews. There's this problem of supply and demand. The almonds in California, at one point, there was a shortage of demand. Of course, then the prices go down. But if there's an increase in demand, then the prices go up. And a couple of years ago, the prices went up. So then the California almond growers started to plant more trees. And then they had so many more trees with a greater supply of nuts that the prices went down again.
They were also being accused of dominating the water situation.
Well, almonds are incredibly water hungry.
It was true. They were taking too much.
Supply, demand, it all enters into it. We will see fluctuating tree nut prices, and they can vary by the nut and where the nuts are grown and what the demand is for them.
Well, hazelnuts, for instance, were almost totally absent from the marketplace. In fact, they were absent. You couldn't buy them because of winter conditions in Turkey,
right,
which is a major source. I would have thought they grow them in Oregon.
They do grow in Oregon, but a lot of the nuts that are grown here are exported.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so if they're exported and the demand is high in our country, the supply is low.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy world, but some of it is just misperception in the business model itself. That was certainly the case with the almond industry. Why do we care?
I mean, tree nuts are incredibly healthy. They should be an essential part of our diet. Dietitians and doctors are recommending that. It almost doesn't matter which one you eat as long as you enjoy it. Almonds seem to be incredibly popular. Walnuts are really good because they come with omega-3 fatty acids. Filberts are very crunchy and delicious. And macadamia nuts are the fattest nut of all.
You should probably limit yourself to an ounce a day.
An ounce a day, I think it's a quarter cup.
And you can probably afford that.
Enjoy them slowly. Each one is going to have a different chew, a mouthfeel, and it's going to have a different flavor.
I think you should eat them separately. I love Brazil nuts because I use them in opposition to others that have stronger flavors.
Nuts may be high in calories. They're 70% fat, so 1 ounce of nuts, I think it's about 150 calories, something like that. But you're getting lots of vitamins, you're getting minerals, you're getting other nutrients, you're getting fiber.
Yes.
In that little 1 ounce, yep, which can add up to significant health benefits.
In the old days, you would buy a batch of nuts in the shell, and you crack them. Well, you don't eat as many nuts.
No, you don't, not when you're cracking them
and picking them out of the shell. I think it's actually a good way to go, quite frankly.
Uh-huh.
Walnuts particularly, and Brazil nuts, hazelnuts.
Brazil nuts are great. They're high in folic acid, too.
Yeah. So all of those things we heartily recommend. We hope that you'll come back next week for
The Food Guys.